According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, 97% of Australian children watched a DVD outside of school hours over a reported two-week period. This rated higher than bike riding, computer games, arts and crafts, and of all things, homework. So the kids may not be doing their homework, but to ensure they're still learning, turning on captions and audio description on DVDs can help improve their literacy and comprehension. Ellie Woodford, Media Access Australia's DVD and Cinema Project Manager, is with us today to tell us what new release titles have these features. Welcome, Ellie.
Thanks, Roberta. Hi, everyone.
Okay, so what G and PG rated titles are there for kids with captions and audio description?
Firstly, we've got the Smurfs, those cute little blue creatures from the 80s that have made a comeback last year on the big screen. And the DVD version's got both captions and audio description. As do the following PG-rated movies. There's Johnny English Reborn, and that's got Rowan Atkinson in it, and it's a kind of James Bond parody franchise. And I guess while we're on the subject of spies, we've got Spy Kids 4. And two more, there's Zookeeper and Monte Carlo.
So these ones can be enjoyed by all the family, but what about some dramas and action titles that an older audience might enjoy?
We've got two dramas this time round. There's a 2011 adaptation of Jane Eyre, and that might be good for the high school kids who are possibly studying it this year. There's another drama, it's the Australian hit from last year, Red Dog, which unexpectedly broke many box office records. It's also PG-rated, so the younger ones can watch it too. With action movies, we've got four. There's the live action, not the animated version, of Green Lantern. We've got another superhero movie called Captain America, and the last two are Priest and Hannah.
I saw Red Dog. Did you see it?
I did.
Oh, it was fabulous. I'm going to see it again.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this before, that it's perfect for audio description, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, in the setting in the Pilbara and everything.
Exactly.
It's lovely.
So what have we got in comedy in that department?
Lots of comedies this time around, starting with, let's look at the big-name movies. We've got Bad Teacher, Horrible Bosses, The Hangover 2, and The Change-Up. We've got some indie movies in here. One is called Submarine, Win-Win, Cedar Rapids, and there's an R18-plus rated black comedy called Super. Again, it's got a bit of a superhero theme. And I'll also put the romantic comedy in this section. It's called Friends with Benefit, which stars Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, sounds good. And what rounds out the list this month?
Just a few more to finish. A couple of science fiction titles in Rise of the Planet of the Apes and the intriguingly named Cowboys and Aliens. There's a fantasy/action movie in the 2011 version of Conan the Barbarian. Straight out romance starring the very popular Anne Hathaway called One Day. And lastly, there's a horror movie called Final Destination 5.
That Cowboys and Aliens, I'd like to see what they do with that.
I saw it on a plane and I lasted about 5 minutes.
Oh, did you?
The jet lag and everything. It was all a bit too spaced out for me. But does have Daniel Craig in it, so that's
That might be something, I guess. Well, all those titles are both captioned and audio described, are they?
Yeah, that's correct. And there are so many more titles out there. And you can easily identify them by the familiar AD and CC logos, which are on the covers. Mm-hmm. And look, even if you don't require access features, it's always a good idea with kids especially to switch the captions on to help with literacy, so the kids are reading the words as they hear the audio.
Exactly.
And with the audio description, that can create a more vivid storytelling experience, which is great for oral learners.
Absolutely.
So I guess kids they're learning when they don't really know they're learning.
Best way to do it. Well, you can visit the Media Access Australia's website, which is mediaaccess.org.au, for more information on accessible DVDs, including the searchable database for audio described titles that's available there. And on the site, you can also discover how to turn on the access features on DVDs and TV. Well, thank you for all of that today, Ali, and I'm sure we'll be talking about more cinema audio described and captioned very soon.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford, Media Access Australia's DVD and Cinema Project Manager from Media Access Australia. And, of course, Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.